Well, good morning, Sonoma County. It's Tuesday, March 5th at KZSD in Santa Rosa. It is now 6:30. I'm Brent Helen. Cloudy with more showers in the forecast today. Currently sitting at 51 degrees. Our top story this half hour from the KZST newsroom. Stony Point Road finally reopened around 3 p.m. yesterday following an early morning chase and gunfire exchange that left a suspect dead and four Sonoma County Sheriff's deputies injured. Deputies responded shortly after midnight to reports of a man with a rifle in a white sedan at a nightclub in southwest Santa Rosa. After locating the suspect, there was a gunfire exchange, followed by a car chase that resulted in the suspect crashing into a fence. A flurry of gunfire was exchanged between deputies and the suspect. In the end, the suspect died at the scene. One deputy was shot in the leg, two suffered injuries to their hands, and one with a significant head injury. The investigation is ongoing and the suspect's name has not yet been released. Of course, today is Super Tuesday when California, along with more than a dozen other states, go to the polls. In Sonoma County, polls open for in-person voting at 7 a.m. and will close at 8 p.m. You can drop off your ballot at any one of 21 official ballot drop boxes, or the drive-through drop box is located at the Registrar of Voters office at 435 Fiscal Drive in Santa Rosa. For more voting information, go to the Registrar's website at sonomacounty.ca.gov. Even if Donald Trump sweeps Super Tuesday, he will still be just shy of the 1,215 delegates needed to wrap up the nomination, but it will certainly make him an almost shoo-in. The question then becomes, does Nikki Haley stay in the race or drop out? She says she is the only one who can beat Joe Biden and is the voice of reason.
And as long as Americans want me to be that voice, I will continue to fight for them.
She says as long as she is competitive, she'll stay in the race. Hundreds of thousands of fall Chinook salmon died early last week due to suspected gas bubble disease. The fish were released into the 257-mile-long Klamath River near the California-Oregon border following November's dam removal at the site, which was intended to help the stream flow freely again and bolster the habitat for the protected species. California Department of Fish and Wildlife believe up to 830,000 salmon fry succumbed to the disease as they migrated through the 16-foot-wide Iron Gate Dam tunnel, where they may have encountered a severe pressure change. The Biden administration is moving to cap credit card late fees at $8. It's the latest effort in the White House to push an end to what it has called junk fees, and is a move that regulators say could save Americans up to $10 billion a year. Currently, the average credit card late fee is around $32. Miami Beach is trying to break up with spring break. After three consecutive years of spring break violence, Miami Beach officials are implementing security measures aimed at curbing the chaos. The city has warned visitors to expect curfews, bag searches at the beach, early beach closures, DUI checkpoints, and arrests for drug possession and violence. But business owners in the city say in the city's world-famous South Beach neighborhood are concerned that they'll lose money during one of the busiest times of the year. Well, it is now time for a check of traffic from the CHP in Sonoma County, and for the most part, we look pretty good. There is a collision 101 northbound at Hearn Avenue at the off-ramp there, blocking one lane. Other than that, not too bad. Roadways are wet. We have had some early morning rain, so you might want to slow down just a little bit. Our KZSC News Time is now 6:34.
What is one of Dr. Tom's favorite procedures?
The waist area is one of my favorite areas to perform smart lipo laser liposuction for both women and men. When our patients regain their waistline, they have renewed self-confidence. They love the way they fit in their clothes and how they look in the mirror. Even a small reduction in waist size can take years off your silhouette.
Dr. Tom introduced Smart Lipo to the North Bay in 2007. He has performed hundreds of these procedures under local anesthesia.
Local anesthesia is safe and well-tolerated by our patients. You can actually have breakfast on the day of your surgery, and you'll appreciate quicker recovery with less discomfort.
There's a reason he's been voted the Press Democrats' best cosmetic surgeon of Sonoma County 8 years in a row. Reclaim your waist and proudly put your hands on your hips.
Let's stay young together.
Contact Dr. Tom for a complimentary consultation. More info at drtomcosmetic.com. drtomcosmetic.com.
The cold weather may be lingering, but SCP has some hot tips to help save energy and show your bill some love. Start by making sure you're on the right electricity rate plan and taking advantage of discount programs you may qualify for. These two things can make a big difference in your bill. Show your thermostat some TLC. Lower it a few degrees when you're away or snuggled up under a blanket. And consider a smart thermostat. It knows when to keep it cozy and when to take a break. Let's talk lighting. Swap out those old bulbs for energy-efficient LEDs. They're brighter and they last longer. Your wallet will thank you. And be sure to check your energy bill for any unusual spikes. It could be time to reassess your energy habits. We can help. Visit SonomaCleanPower.org or drop by our Energy Center in Santa Rosa. For more help, understanding, and lowering your bill, we look forward to seeing you. Sonoma Clean Power. Innovation grown locally.
Download the free Upside app to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code RADIO for an extra 25 cents per gallon on your first fill-up. In sports, Giants skipper Bob Melvin is requiring his entire team, from the bullpen coaches to the non-roster invitee to the bat boys and trainers, to stand on the field for the national anthem in a new written team policy. And your forecast. We are expecting more rain for today, showers mainly. Up to a quarter inch at best, highs in the 50s. Tonight, mostly cloudy, still a chance of a shower. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, lingering showers with highs in the upper 50s to low 60s. And finally, this half hour, some good news for you. Jimmy Kimmel will be back to host the Oscars this Sunday, but says there will be one change. Fewer taped segments. He says comedy segments are used to cover when stage changes are being done and are necessary, but he wants to keep the live feel of the show with fewer segments taped in advance. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the KZST Newsroom, I'm Brent Allen.
This is the KZST Morning Show with Debbie Abrams and Brent Allen.
Every touch is ooh la la la. It's true la la la.
Multnomah County's KZST. Good morning to you. It is Tuesday. It is 6:41. It is 50 degrees right now in Santa Rosa. Look for overcast skies. A little rainy today. Temperatures in the upper 50s around wine country.
At Empire College of Law, our students aim to positively impact their communities after graduation.
Having been a law student, I'm really loving getting to come back and be a teacher at the law school because I really look forward to helping law school students as they navigate this very unique and vulnerable time in their life and how it can help better prepare students as they deal with the rest of their law school experience, the bar exam, and then their eventual career.
Visit EmpireCollegeOfLaw.org.
Now extended through March 31st, you can still save big with Redwood Credit Union's auto loan rate sale. Take advantage of a 0.75% rate discount on new, used, or refinanced auto loans from another lender. Lower rates mean affordable payments, putting you behind the wheel of the car you love. Apply online or ask for RCU financing at your dealership now through March 31st. Redwood Credit Union, for all that you love. Discount effective through 3/31/24. Rates, terms, and special offers subject to change. Discount for purchases and refinances of existing loans from another lender. Restrictions may apply.
The blue and white dress that Judy Garland wore in The Wizard of Oz sold at auction for over $1 million.
Where'd you hear that?
I heard it on the radio.
In a survey, 22% reported looking at a newspaper during the workday, 36% television, 48% used radio.
Brought to you by Amaturo Sonoma Media.
Sonoma County's KZST. I'm Debbie Abrams, and coming up on the show, I will do another random act of kindness thanks to Redwood Credit Union. I will need your help looking for a volunteer at 8:10. Today's random act has to do with the National Potty Dance Day. It'll be a fun one. Also, it is Oscar week, and I've got the red carpet scoop on the biggest Academy Awards watch party in Sonoma County. Plus, at 8:40, I will be interviewing actor and comedian Tom Arnold, who will be bringing his comedy show to Santa Rosa's Barrel Proof Lounge this week. Tom Arnold, best known for the TV sitcom Roseanne, will be on the show at 8:40. Looking forward to that one. All that and more coming up right here on KZST.
Thank you.
Open up the dirty window. Let the sun illuminate.
KZST, welcome to your Election Day Tuesday in the California wine country. It is 649, 50 degrees. Good morning.
Finding the right place for yourself or a loved one is becoming more and more challenging. My name is Sean, and I invite you to come experience Arbol Residences. We've been serving Santa Rosa seniors for over 20 years.
Arbol Residences is a senior living community offering a continuing level of care, assisted living, memory care, and skilled nursing.
We offer licensed nursing care 7 days a week, a rarity in this area. Arbol is more than fully staffed across all care levels, which you may have heard is also hard to find these days.
Caring and highly trained staff make all the difference in the world. The main goal is to do everything possible to keep residents happy and healthy, in order to live their best life possible.
I invite you to come and see the difference. Call today to reserve your experience.
More information online at arbolsantarosa.com. RCFE number 496-803-785. CDPH number 01000430.
Heritage Trophy. Rafters above the rest.
This is David, and I'm here with Todd Feliciano, owner of Heritage Roofing here in Santa Rosa. So, Todd, let's talk about what happens if I wait too long to re-roof my home.
Well, several things can happen, the first of which is water damage. When you get moisture intrusion in your home, it can cause all kinds of problems like drywall and paint damage, and it can also lead to, dare I say, mold, and nobody wants mold in their home.
Yeah, mold is nasty.
The other thing is pricing. Unfortunately, we're in a challenging season economically, so the sooner I decide to make the investment, the better.
So, have folks call Heritage Roofing?
Yeah, it's super easy. We'll set up a time to meet with you and look at your roof and provide a free estimate. Call us at 544-4500. That's 544-4500.
Thanks, Todd.
Thank you, David.
Heritage Roofing. rafters above the rest.
Hi, this is Chris Stonick, president of Stonick Recruitment, and welcome to Industry Spotlight. Today's spotlight is on the sales position in an industry you've certainly heard of. The industry has been around for over 100 years. More than 90% of Americans check it out every week. And the seasoned local sales pros make an average income that transcends six figures. The top 5% of earners in the Santa Rosa area. The industry? You're listening to it. Radio. If you're a sales pro who wants to make an income to match your skills, contact Steve DiNardo at Amaturo Sonoma Media Group at 707-284-9124. That's 707-284-9124. A career in radio and digital sales is fun, entertaining, and I believe we've already brought it up, lucrative. Set up your confidential interview with Steve today. Call 707-284-9124. Amaturo Sonoma Media Group is an equal opportunity employer.
Sonoma County's KZST, the Debbie Abrams Morning Show. And now I have the Mishmash Minute, which is a hodgepodge of local information, a mix of tidbits that may impact you in some way. First, Monterio's iconic sign is getting a makeover. The Vacation Wonderland sign being raised. Also, so it won't be touched and damaged by garbage trucks, which has happened. The sign currently being repaired and reinstalled. Next, want to mention Barbie's birthday bash and vintage Barbie exhibit. The event is happening this weekend in Healdsburg. You can bring your own Barbie dolls, doing Barbie bingo, and they have a photo booth. Barbie's birthday bash is Saturday at the Healdsburg Museum. And wrapping up the Mishmash Minute, just a quick reminder, daylight saving time begins this weekend in Sonoma County, California, and in most U.S. states. 2 a.m. on Sunday, you will move your clocks forward 1 hour, so we lose an hour of sleep. The sun will rise and set an hour later.
Every time you come around, you know I can't say no. Every time the sun goes down, I let you take control.
Lead to late nights.
conversations with a stranger I barely know. Swearing this will be the last, but it probably won't. I got nothing left to lose or use, or do my bad habits lead to white eyes staring at space?
Allen will fill you in on what you missed overnight while you were slumbering. News is next on KZST.